John 13:1-12 is Jesus washing your feet. Hear the word of the Lord today. Welcome back to Friends Bible Study. Our goal is to help ordinary believers grow as disciples of Jesus, to make disciples of Jesus, and to equip them for every good work through the word of God. A disciple is someone who knows Jesus, follows Jesus, learns from Jesus, and is becoming like Jesus. Please follow our Friends Bible Study approach. Read, write, share, and listen. This time I want to emphasize one point at the beginning of each section in John 13. The principle is as follows. No matter what passage we study, a central focus of our application and obedience to God should be on loving and serving others. In John 13, Jesus demonstrated his love for his disciples by humbling himself and serving them by washing their feet. Jesus said in John 13:14-15, "If I then, your Lord and teachers, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should also do as I have done to you." In John 13:34-35, Jesus said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." The whole Bible reveals Christ to us, and the entire Bible focuses or teaches us to love others. Therefore, whenever we read or study the Bible, we should ask ourselves, how can I practically love and serve others today? If we are disciples of Jesus, we will be very intent on loving and serving others daily. John chapter 13 makes this very clear. Let's pray. Father, teach us how to love and serve others as Jesus did to us. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. John 13:1-12 is Jesus washing your feet. We have studied John chapters 1 to 12 together, which focus on the public ministry of Jesus. Chapters 13 to 17 focus on the private teaching of Jesus. Chapters 13 to 17 contain Jesus' final teachings to his disciples before the cross. This was only a day or two before Jesus was arrested and crucified. Jesus took the time to share with his disciples several core teachings about knowing him and serving him. Most of these teachings are not found in the other gospels. Let's begin with verse 1. Now, before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come, that he would depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. Six times in the first 12 chapters of John, Jesus said, "My hour has not yet come." He always waited for his Father's timing. For example, in chapter 7, when his brothers urged him to go to the feast in Jerusalem, Jesus said, "My time has not yet come." However, we read in John 12:23 that Jesus knew the time for him to suffer on the cross was very near. He said, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified." Knowing that he would soon leave this world and return to the Father, Jesus devoted his remaining time to giving his final words to his disciples. He had loved them until now, and it says he loved them to the end. One translation says he showed them the full extent of his love. Jesus began this time by washing the feet of his disciples. He continued showing love, his love for them during his last days on earth before he was crucified. Jesus taught them in chapter 13 to 17 about what would happen and how to continue living in a love relationship with him. The Gospel of John reveals the humility of our Lord, even while magnifying his deity. Here are a few examples of his humility and complete dependence on the Father. Jesus said in John 5:19, "The Son can do nothing of himself." In 6:38, he said, "I have come down from heaven not to do my own will." And in chapter 8, verse 60, he said, "I seek not my own glory." So Jesus lived a life of humility in complete dependence on his Father. Jesus' ultimate expression of humility was his death on the cross. Verse 2, during supper, the devil had already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he came from God and was going to God, arose from supper and laid aside his outer garments. He took a towel and wrapped a towel around his waist. Then he poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. Meditation question. What do you think Jesus wanted to teach his disciples by washing their feet? The devil put it into the heart of Judas to betray Jesus. However, Jesus knew that the Father had given all things into his hands. Jesus understood that as horrible as the cross would be, through it, Satan would be defeated and that he would accomplish the will of his Father, bringing salvation to the entire human race. Jesus also knew that he came from God and was going to God. In the eyes of human observers, it seemed like evil would win, but Jesus knew that the opposite was true. He knew that he would suffer and die for the sins of the world. He knew he would rise again and return to his Father in heaven. With this knowledge, Jesus took off his outer garments and began to wash the disciples' feet. There is much to learn and so many things he wanted his disciples to understand by washing their feet. There are several foundational principles of discipleship evident in this story. I will discuss and develop a few of these as we study this chapter. Number one, disciples of Jesus are humble like Jesus. Jesus was their teacher, but he humbled himself and washed their feet. Having the humility of Jesus impacts people much more than having great knowledge or ability. Number two, disciples of Jesus serve like Jesus. People often think that to make disciples, one must be a great teacher. There are things to teach, but more importantly, we must be servants because Jesus is a servant. If you are willing to serve others, you can make disciples. Number three, disciples of Jesus love like Jesus. The main command of Jesus is to love one another. Jesus loved his disciples despite their weaknesses and failures. We must love other people as Jesus loves us so they can know the love of God and learn to walk in love. Number four, disciples of Jesus make disciples by showing others how they follow Jesus. Showing people how to follow Jesus through our daily life example is the most important part of disciple making. We must show others everything we want them to do by our example. This is what Jesus did. Verse 6, then he came to Simon Peter. He said, "Lord, do not wash my feet." Jesus answered, "You don't know what I am doing now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I don't wash you, you have no part of me." Simon said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but my hands and my head." Verse 10, Jesus said to him, "Someone who has already bathed only needs to have his feet washed, but is completely clean. You are clean, but not all of you." For he knew him who would betray him. Therefore, he said, "You are not all clean." Meditation question. What do you think Peter learned about washing people's feet later? Why is it so important that we keep our feet clean? If our hearts and lives are dirty, we cannot have communion with our Lord. Jesus told Peter, if I don't wash you, you have no part of me. This means that we won't enjoy fellowship or communion with the Lord. When we believed in Jesus, our hearts were washed and our sins were forgiven. through the cross. As we walk in this world, our feet become dirty through temptations, weaknesses in our own lives, and sin. God bathed us and forgave our sins through the cross. He made us one with Christ and brought us into fellowship with Him. However, close communion and fellowship with Christ depend on regularly washing our feet. Peter tended to say what he was thinking. He said to Jesus, "You shall never wash my feet." Humanly speaking, the teacher does not serve the students or wash their feet. That was the job for servants. But Jesus said, if I don't wash you, you have no part of me. Peter responded out of his human logic and reasoning, "Then wash my whole body, not just my feet." Jesus patiently explained to Peter that someone who has had a bath only needs to have their feet washed, not their whole body. In those days, people wore sandals and walked on dusty streets. Before entering their houses, the servants would wash their feet. A person who has come to faith in Jesus has bathed in the blood of the Lamb and has been made righteous before God. If a person is genuinely saved, they do not need to take a bath. They do not need to get saved over and over again. However, as we walk in this world, our feet get dirty. We have weaknesses, make mistakes, and sometimes commit sins. We do not need a bath, but we do need to let Jesus wash our feet. Jesus knows our weaknesses, failures, and problems. He is patient and full of mercy. He will wash our feet today if we let Him. He knows how to deal with our dirt and cleanse our hearts and souls. It says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We have already had a bath and our sins have been forgiven. We don't need to get saved again. However, to maintain communion and fellowship with our Lord, we must deal with the daily dirt in our lives. We must honestly confess our sins to Jesus and allow Him to cleanse us. He forgives our sins, but also works in our lives to purify us so that we are free from those sins. Meditation question. Jesus was a humble servant who was willing to wash His disciples' feet. Are we willing to humbly wash the feet of others? How can we do it? It is also clear from these first few verses that we must let Jesus and others wash our feet. Many people go to church with dirty feet weekly and try to act like they don't need to wash their feet. Or like Peter, sometimes we don't understand that Jesus, the Lord of the universe, loves us and is willing to wash our feet. Jesus told Peter, "You don't understand now, but you will later." I think Jesus washed Peter's feet many times. Peter experienced the grace and love of Jesus personally. Peter learned a lot about mercy, love, humility, and washing the feet of others because Jesus washed his feet even after he rose from the dead. Jesus said in verse 10, "Not all of you are clean." He knew that Judas would betray him. Some people go to church meetings but have not had a bath. They can talk the talk, but in reality, they are not saved. They have not been washed in the blood of the Lamb. We must urge them to come to the cross and let Jesus, the Lamb of God, wash away their sins by putting their faith in Him. Meditation question. Have your feet gotten dirty in the world? Are you willing to let Jesus wash your feet? Are you willing to let others wash your feet? Our problem is that we do not want to admit that our feet need to be washed. And we may be doing good works, and by comparison with others, our feet may look clean. Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." A person who is poor in spirit admits their sins, weaknesses, and desperate need for God. Sometimes we think we can wash our feet and don't need any help. Jesus humbled Himself and washed the feet of His disciples. We need to humble ourselves and let Him wash our feet. Often he does this through other brothers and sisters. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for humbling yourself and washing the disciples' feet. Thank you that you wash our feet today. You showed us an example and told us to wash one another's feet. I pray you would teach us what it means and how to do it. Give us a heart of humility so we can become more like you. Give us a heart, your heart, your love, and your humility. Amen.